Lorna Golombek is an accomplished holistic health practitioner with over 30 years' experience in the health and wellness industry, and she is the founder of Seed Physiotherapy. She has extensive skills in physiotherapy, cancer rehabilitation, and women's wellness support using epigenetic precision health coaching. Lorna joins 101.5 FM's Morning Magazine for our Tuesday's edition of Health and Wellness in her role as a health and wellness coach. And today we are talking about breast cancer awareness and recovery. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Lorna, I'd love to hear a little bit more about the topic that you've chosen to focus on today.
Well, Rosemary, since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I thought it would be the perfect time to talk about two key aspects of breast cancer. So that's awareness and recovery, because these are really two sides of the same coin and both are essential for supporting health and well-being of women.
Now, we appreciate that being awareness is a very, very important topic. Why is it so crucial that when it comes to breast cancer, Lorna?
Well, Rosemary, awareness is the foundation of prevention and early detection saves lives. It is as simple as that. So I'm not going to scare everybody with the statistics, but regular screenings like mammograms and self-exams are absolutely crucial because they help catch changes really early when treatment can be most effective. But awareness isn't just about the screenings. It's also about knowing your body, understanding your risk factors, and making lifestyle choices that support your overall health. And that, for example, is things like maintaining a healthy weight, staying active, and managing stress. They all play a role in reducing risk.
Okay, now that's pretty empowering to hear. What are some of the simple steps that people can take to stay proactive?
Well, as always, I like to start with small, consistent actions. So make sure that you schedule your screenings, practice monthly self-exams. The first of the month is always a good time to kind of have that little thick in. That might be a good time to do it. Talk to your doctor about your personal risk factors and don't underestimate the power of lifestyle. Things like eating a balanced diet, moving your body daily in whatever way, shape or form that takes for you, and getting enough sleep can make a big difference.
Okay. Well, now let's talk a little bit about recovery. For those navigating breast cancer, what does recovery process really look like?
Well, recovery really is a journey, and it's so much more than just being physical healing. It's about rebuilding strength, finding balance, and reconnecting with yourself. Rehabilitation plays a huge role here, whether it's through physiotherapy, gentle movement like yoga, or even breath work to reduce stress and improve energy. But it's also important to address the emotional side of recovery. Breast cancer can be an overwhelming experience, and taking time to process, reflect, and connect with supportive communities can make a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Pretty important information there. What are some of the practical tips for recovery that listeners can start with, Lorna?
So a few simple but powerful practices, your gentle movement. Just start with something simple like walking, or find a restorative yoga class online or close to you. Just to start, help rebuilding your strength and mobility and circulation. The second thing is breath work. Anybody can do breath work. Just deep, mindful breathing can help calm the nervous system and boost your energy. The third thing is postural awareness. We spoke about that last month. Just like we've said before, standing tall in a line can actually help improve your breathing and reduce tension. Mm-hmm. And lastly, community support. Just reaching out to support groups or loved ones. Recovery is not a solo journey, and connection is really important here.
It's fairly practical advice, Lorna. Are there any thoughts, final thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, Rosemary, I'd say this, whether it's through awareness or recovery, just those small intentional steps can create a big impact. Breast cancer awareness is more than just prevention and screening. It's about creating a future where recovery is empowering and life-affirming. So I just want to encourage everyone listening today to take one small step today. Maybe it's scheduling a screening or reminding a loved one, if you're a male listening to this, to schedule a screening, reaching out to a friend for support, or simply taking a moment to breathe deeply and reconnect with yourself. These small little actions can add up to a healthier, more resilient you.
Wow. Lorna, thanks so much. That's a pretty important little conversation we've had just now.
My pleasure, Rosemary. It's always wonderful to share ways we can support our health and each other.
Listeners, we've been talking to Lorna Golombek on 101.5 FM, keeping our community informed and connected. And you can listen to that one or past interviews. You can head to the 101.5 website and click on podcast. Lorna, thank you very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Thanks, Rosemary.